a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, this is not a paid presentation.
Okay.
Wish it was, but it's not. I've needed to get new washing baskets for a while. So we've got two washing baskets. They're both snapped, and it's kind of like, really, the integrity of it is so bad. They cut up your fingers, but I'm just like, oh, just, it's on my list of things to get.
Plastic arrangement,
white with the holes in it. Like what you'd put over a young sibling or something, and
right,
then put a brick on top to like keep them in.
Fun
games like that. And, you know, it just every time I drive past Kmart or Reject Shop or something, I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered today.
Yeah.
I'm not going, whatever. But last night, I had to go to Kmart.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a pie dish, which, side note, no pie dish.
At Kmart?
Yeah.
Kmart's got everything.
Yeah, I know. I was like, where's the pie dish at? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I was happy enough because I went in there and I saw that they had washing baskets. So I thought, well, you know what?
Now's the time.
I'm
here. I need
here.
A pie dish. Now's the time to get a washing basket.
Yeah, exactly, right? And so I looked at the washing basket and they got different ones. So I don't like the long, thin, tall ones. Nah, they're not for me.
So sorry, just are you talking about from what it sounded like to me, it was the one that you take from the machine to the line and back. But now are you talking about where you keep your dirty washing?
No. That'd be a laundry hamper.
Oh, so
get your stuff.
No, I'm sorry. Nobody calls it a hamper.
Yeah, no, of course they do. Because a washing basket is what you put wet
clothes in. So what do you mean the tall, thin ones?
They've got like tall, thin ones.
With a lid on it?
Yeah.
It's a hamper.
No, mate. You can have washing baskets like that too. Just trust me, okay, for once in your life. All right, you can have tall, thin washing baskets. Trust me.
I believe it.
Anyway, so I don't like those ones. And then the other ones, I was kind of like, this one doesn't look deep enough or whatever. And then I found the perfect one.
Yeah.
And as I took it off the shelf, I was like, oh, this is shaped a little different.
Ah.
So it's actually shaped like your normal washing basket, like you, for want of a better term, an oval shape.
Mm.
But it kind of ovals on the left side and then on the right side, if we're looking at it, it kind of divots in a little bit. Jelly bean shape-ish, right? Kidney bean shape.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's this? And then I held it up against my hip. And what happens is that the hole where my body is is on my hip.
It rests on your hip.
What?
Welcome.
So that's amazing.
I was gonna say to you. So we've got a rectangular one.
Yeah.
That we got from Aldi. I reckon 12 years ago.
Mate, what a find!
Genius, right? And it has the same divot for your hip.
This is a game changer.
It isn't though, because you still can't fit out the door of the laundry. You've still got to hold it out in front of you to get through the door. You're too wide.
I haven't used it outside
yet.
I was so excited holding it around Kmart last night.
It's great for everything except getting through the door.
Oh.
Design flaw.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Going to Sydney for this one, mate. They're cockatoos and galahs.
Yeah.
Right? What's the pink one?
That's galah.
Galah. Damn it.
Why?
Because I was driving somewhere yesterday, I reckon I was, and Goldie's like, Dad, look, parrots.
Oh.
I was like, I think they're cockatoos, darling. They were galahs.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, there seems to be a miscommunication.
Yeah, we were all wrong, and that's fine. We're talking about cockatoos right now, which are the white ones with the yellow crest.
Yes.
So what are the black ones?
Well, they're black cockatoos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're beautiful. Okay. And there's yellow-crested cockatoos.
Right. So yellow-crested cockatoos, bit of yellow on the top, bit of yellow on the bottom, bit of yellow in the wings.
Yeah.
All right. But mainly white.
Yeah.
Black beak?
Yeah.
Black beak, black feet.
Really?
I'm looking at one, mate.
Oh, okay, right.
Because I'm telling you a story about a new study that's been published in the Royal Society Biology Letters. You would have caught up with this. You get the newsletter.
I do get the newsletter, It comes with my stamp monthly newsletter.
Sulfur-crested cockatoos, they're called.
There you go. That's what I was
They're in Western Sydney, so they have the little Eshay bum bag they fly around with as well. That's where they keep their nuts.
Oh, really?
Mm, fully sick.
Okay.
Bright red sneakers.
Yeah. What? No, I get it. Go on.
Anyway, so apparently a population of sulfur-crested cockatoos in Western Sydney have got everyone aflutter because they've adopted a novel new behaviour.
Oh.
You know how this happens? The wildlife gets too sort of humanised or whatever.
Urban sprawl, mate.
Yeah,
it keeps going.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
Seagulls eat your chips.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not good for them. Ducks, don't feed them bread.
Also, don't use don't hunt them for sport. I will say, while we're here.
Yeah.
While we're here.
Oh, yeah.
That season seems, I think it's on right now.
Is it?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. No, interesting choice to go out and sort of end the lives of things as fun.
I love you so much. You're beautiful.
I'm quite hot right now.
I'm quite so hot right now.
Yeah. So back to the sulfur-crested cockatoos. What they have worked out how to do is get water, okay? Seems pretty vital for life, right?
Well, that's, yeah, one of the top things.
Brilliant. But a sneaky way that they're doing it is they're actually using drinking fountains. Bubblers. Sulfur-crested cockatoos are flying down. They're landing on them, right? And they're using one of their feet to turn. They are doing it.
I can barely use them sometimes. I'm like, my thumbs are too bendy, so I can't get the pressure to push.
No, it's not the button one. It's not the push button one.
It's the pull lever.
No.
Oh, there's another way.
Let me tell the story.
Sorry. I'm so excited. Sorry.
It's the turn handle one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so they get a little claw around it, and then they lean their weight, and it moves the handle, and it gets the water, and they balance to keep the water flowing, and then they get down and...
That's the most impressive one.
Isn't it amazing? I don't know. The button's pretty hard to press, as you said.
No. But the turn, that's way more impressive.
Yeah. So apparently they did like a big study, right? 44 days in some parklands, right? 525 attempts by cockatoos to get a drink from the bubbler.
Yeah.
Right? And 41% success rate.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah, and then they actually tagged 24 birds and specifically focused on them, 51% success rate, so they were high achievers.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Right. As if I need any more reason to think a public water fountain is disgusting.
I would drink somewhere a bird has touched instead of a human any day of the week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just assume they're always being peed on. That's sort of what I would do.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You might know these guys as the Inspired Unemployed. They are Jack, Falcon, Liam and Dom, and they are back on our tellies this Monday night, 9:40 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. And Liam joins us now with Impractical Jokers. How are you going, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you guys going?
Yeah,
we're good. I mean, it's so nice to be able to chat to you because Jack and Falcon always just shove themselves into every interview. Is it nice that you're finally getting a chance to do the rounds?
Yeah, 100%. No, this is all pretty, still new and exciting for me. So I love chatting to people and talking about the show. And, yeah, no, it's good fun.
Liam, just knowing the format of Impractical Jokers, do you have the other boys in one of your ears now? Are they steering you at the moment?
No, not at the moment. I mean, to be fair, it's so nice when you stop filming just to get away from that because you literally spend months just with anxiety and just stress. So it's good to be away from it for a bit.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Liam, because I mean, part of what you guys do, you ambush strangers, you do all these crazy.
Well, that sounds aggressive.
It's all in good fun.
It is all in good fun.
In a fun way, but
yeah, all in good fun.
I can't get over the awkwardness. I can't do that. How do you guys do it all the time?
Oh, honestly, it's so bad. It doesn't get any easier either. We thought maybe after the second season, now into the third, it'd get easier, but it just doesn't. It gets, if anything, it gets harder.
Mm. Oh my God.
It's just it's so hard to do some of the stuff.
The show is absolutely hilarious. And it's that one of those shows that you watch and you cringe as a viewer. And there's been so many moments, Liam, that you've been in that I've been cringing, which normally would sound bad, but that's the whole premise of the show. Mm. Have you ever been doing a prank and you were like, oh, we can't air this one. This has gone way rogue.
Oh, I mean, there's always things like that where you do something and maybe it doesn't land properly or whatever, but most of it's pretty fun. And we get to see most of it. And there's things like the Bam Bam punishment. That, for example, that was getting to the point where I was I don't know if I can do this punishment anymore. Yeah. It was getting really scary. And and even when we're normally you're meant to end the punishment, and when it got to that point, everyone was too scared to come out and reveal it. So I was just kind of left sitting there. Oh, it's terrifying.
We see the fun and the awkwardness and the craziness. Does it ever get aggressive? To the point where there is no, you know what way I am doing that?
I mean, realistically, you don't really know until you're there. You can't really say no, which is the hard part. You literally, you don't know what's going on. Sometimes you get blindfolded, chucked in a car, and then you rock up to this location, and you've probably got about 5 minutes to process what's going on before you're on a stage or something. So, yeah, you can't really say no. That's the whole point, is like you just get thrown straight in the deep end.
Liam, were you just friends with these boys on the job site? Were you friends with them just originally and now they've dragged you in just like they did Dom as well?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. We all grew up together. We've all lived together. Like, I've lived with Jack in New Zealand and then lived with Matt before that. And we all went to preschool together. And we all kind of done funny videos and things like that. But then, yeah, I guess, like, as we've gotten older, Matt and Jack have done really well. And then they've dragged us into it for sure.
Mate, we are very excited for the new season of Inspired and Employed Impractical Jokers. As I said at the top, 9:40 p.m. on 10 this coming Monday, or you can stream the entire series on Paramount Plus. A lot of people who make TV shows are like, no, don't binge the whole thing. Sort of tease it out. Do you care if we just binge the whole thing, or you want us to watch it on the telly?
I think it's one of those shows where you can just binge it.
Yeah, nice.
For sure.
Yeah, nice. I can't wait to see what they do to you. Once again, out of context, that would sound really bad. But in this case, we're looking forward to it, Liam. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you. I hope you enjoy it.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.